Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Emily's Reasons. Why Not is one of the most infamous examples of a high-profile television flop in the mid-2000s. Premiering on ABC on January 9, 2006, the romantic comedy series was canceled after airing just one episode, a rare and dramatic failure for a network show with substantial investment and promotion. This is TV Casualty, Emily's Reasons Why Not. The show starred Heather Graham as Emily Sanders, a successful self-help book editor navigating her love life with a set of rules, her reasons why not, for why she shouldn't date certain men. The series was intended to be a mix of quirky humor and relatable relationship challenges, echoing the style of successful romantic comedies like Sex and the City and Ally McBeal. Emily's life was rounded out by her supportive best friends, including Glitter, Carrie Payton, a flamboyant assistant, and Riley, Nadia Dejani, her practical confidant. ABC heavily promoted Emily's Reasons, Why Not as a potential flagship comedy. Heather Graham's star power and the lighthearted premise were expected to attract viewers, particularly women in the coveted 18-49 demographic. The network positioned the show in a prime Monday night slot, betting on its potential to become a cornerstone of their programming lineup. Despite the hype, the premiere episode was met with abysmal reviews and lackluster ratings. Critics lambasted the show for its shallow characters, unoriginal storytelling, and over-reliance on tired romantic comedy cliches. Entertainment Weekly criticized it as formulaic and unfunny, while the New York Times described it as an aimless jumble. The ratings reflected the critical reception. The premiere attracted 6.2 million viewers, a dismal showing for a heavily promoted debut. By comparison, Two and a Half Men on CBS drew nearly double that number in the same time slot.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
ABC pulled the plug immediately, citing low viewership and overwhelmingly negative feedback. While the network initially suggested the remaining episodes might air during the summer, they never saw the light of day. Only the pilot was broadcast, with six unaired episodes left to languish on the shelf. Several factors contributed to the swift collapse of Emily's Reasons. Why Not? While Heather Graham was a recognizable star, critics felt she lacked the comedic timing and relatability needed for the role. Her portrayal of Emily came across as overly polished and detached, making it difficult for audiences to connect with her character. The show was widely criticized for its lack of originality and failure to deliver genuine humor. The premise of a woman with strict dating rules felt recycled, and the execution lacked the charm or cleverness to make it stand out. The landscape of network television in 2006 was shifting, with audiences gravitating toward edgier, more complex shows on cable. The simplistic, formulaic nature of Emily's Reasons, Why Not seemed out of touch with evolving viewer tastes. ABC's aggressive marketing campaign raised expectations that the show couldn't meet. The disconnect between the hype and the actual product likely amplified the backlash. Emily's Reasons, Why Not has since become a cautionary tale in television history. It's often cited as an example of how even shows with big-name stars, generous budgets, and primetime slots can fail spectacularly if the execution falls short. The unaired episodes have never been officially released, leaving the single broadcast episode as the only piece of the series available for public viewing. Heather Graham's career recovered quickly, but she rarely discusses the ill-fated project. Meanwhile, Emily's Reasons, Why Not remains a punchline for TV historians and critics, a reminder of how precarious the path to television success can be.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.